Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I want to talk about a father's tough love. Happy Father's Day. I know it's a little bit late. Hope you had a great Father's Day, but I just want to talk to you about my thoughts on a father's love. As the father of an adult daughter and son, I'm also the grandfather of four knucklehead boys, I've learned something about love. All of the hours that I've logged as dad and poppy have caused me to contemplate how different the roles are of a mother and a father, especially in the overt demonstration of parental love. I've been fascinated by the manifestation of this love, how it differs between mother and father, biologically, emotionally, experientially. A mother's love, as you know, is at once fierce and sweet. It's observed in almost all animals. And there truly is no force in nature like a mother's love. But it's troubled me over the years that there's no corresponding reference to a father's love. Could this be why Father's Day is not quite as big a deal as Mother's Day? I'm just saying. A father's love, a human father's love, is more often associated with words that are unfortunate, like tough and discipline. As a teenager, I remember my own dad once apologized to me when he thought his demonstration of love might seem hard-boiled. He was right. Mothers occupy the pinnacle of parental love, and they do that with justification, but not to take anything away from them, but since a mother's sweet love is almost as primal as the miracle of birth, I don't think they have to work too hard to deliver it. But there's a uniqueness about a father's love that I think deserves a better rap. And the reason is, there are two reasons at least. First, unlike a mother's sweet love, a father's tough love does not exist outside of Homo sapiens. And number two, when a father's parental toughness is required, especially when applied to an indignant recipient, like a teenager, it requires a love that's found the courage to endure a negative response and a willingness to defer gratification, sometimes for years. I'm going to say that again. A father's tough love requires you to find the courage to endure a negative response from the recipient and a willingness to defer gratification, sometimes for years. No one is more keenly aware of the distinction between the two demonstrations of love from a mother and a father than a single parent. And because those folks are often required to be the same person, to make the same kind of demonstration, father's love and mother's love, sometimes within minutes. So mothers, please forgive any parental bias that you may detect in my voice or in my words. But here's my conclusion about parental love. The only force in the universe that comes close to a mother's sweet love is a father's tough love. But the latter is the harder job. And the return on investment almost always takes longer. So fathers, I hope you had a happy Father's Day. Clearly you've earned it. You know, when I think about my mother and my father, the way they raised me, and I think about my dad, my mother, whenever I'd come home, I'd get into trouble. My mother, she would discipline me in a certain way, but I knew that was mother's discipline. And one of the most frightening things she could say to me, and you know this, you probably heard this before yourself, wait till your dad gets home, right? Well, you know, why is that? Why would I wait till my dad gets home? There you go, you see my point. When dad comes home, something different's going to happen, something bigger, something more ominous, something more dangerous you know, something more, you know, who knows what could happen when Dad gets home. And I think that's, I think it's not unnatural. I think it's natural. But I do think in some ways for dads it's unfortunate, because Dad's been, you know, of course, and in my, and when I was growing up, my mother worked too. My mother wasn't June Cleaver. She worked too. But there's something about Dad coming home, walking into a disciplining situation, and maybe before anything else is done or said, he finds himself required to mete out some discipline, and to be, you know, the one that to make the final decision, perhaps not maybe the final decision, but to, as the term goes, wait till Dad comes home to do the ultimate in disciplining. And that's what dads do, and I did it, and I would continue to do it. I would still do it, but that's the reason why I think that sometimes a father's tough love is the harder job. I'd be interested in hearing what you have to say about that. If you go to my website, you can read about this, where I've written about it, and you can comment on it as well. I'm going to take a quick break. 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.